This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Anna Watkins, ANNAWATKINS, date of birth 01/12/1950, date of appointment 04/22/2026, requesting physician Catherine Lawn, KATHRYNLAHNMD. Dear Dr. Lawn, I have the pleasure of seeing Anna Watkins today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 76-year-old, right-handed African-American woman who came to my office with her partner. He was hospitalized in Albany Medical Center in October 2025. The day of admission, she went to the ENT doctor. The night before, she was throwing up. In the morning, she was not herself. She drops the medication on the floor in the morning. She was tired, unsteady, and she went to the ENT doctor's office. She was disoriented over there. From the office, she was transferred to the Albany Medical Center. In Albany Medical Center, a lot of tests done, including MRI of the brain, which was within normal limit, and EEG done, which shows a focal slowing in the left hemisphere, asymmetry in the background, slowing on the left side, and there is a left focal cerebral dysfunction. She was started on Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily, and she started feeling better. With Keppra, she is tired. Her son has a stroke and seizure. She forget easily, sleep. Sleeping okay, sometimes become confused and disoriented and anxious. She started falling for the last 3 years. Memory is not good. She never had a driving license. She pays her bill. Past medical history, epilepsy, hyperlipidemia, GERD, hypertension, past surgical history, knee replacement, allergy to aspirin and penicillin, medication, Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily, atorvastatin, meloxicam, lisinopril, amlodipine, vitamin D. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired. She is divorced, lives with the partner, have one son. Family history, mother deceased with the hypertension, father deceased, cirrhosis of the liver, one sister, HIV. Four brother, two have HIV. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, next couple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice cyanosis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented. Time 3, I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 30 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on the right side, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic. Rombach test positive. Assessment and plan. 76-year-old right-handed African American woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, decreased hearing on the right side. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to increase the Keppra to 750 milligram 2 times daily, and I would like to order EEG. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.